lot of people who will come to us and say, well, we need an extension. And we'll kind of say, well, do you really? You know, and we'll have a look at the layouts. And sometimes it's really a simple rejig can give them what they're looking for without having to extend.
Whereas we're new eyes, fresh eyes that come into it and have seen, obviously, all different types of houses, all different types of styles, all different types of spaces. And not necessarily the extension is the best way forward.
Hi, it's Ronan here, and welcome to the Gab podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thanks for the click and the download. On today's episode, we speak to Orla Tighe and Claire Finnegan of Dove House Studio, who specialise in interior architecture and design for both residential and commercial properties. The ladies recently had their launch, and a huge congratulations to them. Over the years, we have evolved from living in our homes to loving in our homes. Our dwellings have become places of adventure, fun, functionality and calm, while our workplaces have become places of inspiration and creativity. Listen as Orla and Claire bring their expertise to your front door and give you an alternative and joyous way of living. Hi everyone, you're very welcome to the podcast today. We're down here in Eglisk, just outside Tuam here on the Dunmore Road. And we're here to have a chat about architecture and interior design and everything else to go along with it. And I'd just like to thank Orla Tighe for inviting me down to her beautiful home, absolutely gorgeous home. And you can see exactly how the interior decoration and everything else comes in. So it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks a million, Orla.
Thank you for coming.
And over here to my left-hand side as well, we have Claire Finnegan. Hi, Claire.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. Can I call you Finnegan or Higgins? What do I call you?
Oh, either or.
Either or. Sure, look, it's the same family, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girls, thanks a million for inviting me in anyway and taking the time to have a chat today. Let's talk about Dove House Studios.
Yes.
First of all, before we go any further, the name, where did it come from?
Well, my house and Claire's house both have black elements to it. So half of my house is painted black and half of your house is clad in black.
Yeah.
And I was working by myself for 7 years, and I was brown house interiors, and the house was actually brown.
So out of a
there's a theme here. Yeah. There is a theme.
It was the logical next step, wasn't it?
It was the logical next step, the fact that the two of us have black houses. And then we tried to get black house studio, but a lot of black house studio are recording studios. So Dove House, and it kind of lends to the element of West of Ireland, the heritage, Gaeilge, and all of that. So so that's where Dove House
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So there is a personal feeling in on that, and you know where it comes from, which is brilliant. So that adds a huge element to the whole thing. Then let's tell people, if we were to define Dove House Studios, tell me what you define it as.
So we are an interior architecture and design company, basically. So what we do is we basically concentrate on the internals of the house, but we can also give advice on the external of the house. But internally, just around the structure and the redecoration, the redesign, and to try and get the most from people's interiors, basically, whether it's, you know, changing paint colours or knocking a wall or, you know, just giving a full scheme to people. So we just try and make the most practical use of the space you have, or if needs be, a little bit extra space.
That's really cool. Claire, your side of things then, obviously, because I know you're into the architectural side of things, was that something you were always into, or was it something you came into?
It was and it wasn't. I think I did interior architecture in college, and that's what I started out as. But then I always was into shop fitting more so. So it was always commercial interiors and in architecture as well. So I'd worked a little bit in architecture and worked in both. But I obviously there was always the interior element. So I loved joinery, I loved the structure, I loved the detailing, and I'm a bit nerdy like that. So when we came together, I suppose we have the both sides then, you know. So I kept going from architecture, but mostly on the shop fitting side.
Yeah, I can just see that Claire would see a grain and a piece of wood. Oh, God almighty, look at the grain on the piece of wood there. Yeah. That's amazing.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. I had a feeling that's where it was going,
but
and all
since
that.
Since we've come together, you can see her commercial kind of background side of things, because she's so much more organised with the way we deal with clients and everything like that. She's like, okay, I have a little file here now for, you know, I've set up a file for this client and this client and this client. And beforehand, it had all been in my head or it'd be on a piece of paper. So like we complement each other very well, that side of things.
I think it's very important to bring different attributes to a business.
I suppose very different histories coming into this. So I would have been in joineries as well a little bit, I think, you know, from before. But you know, you kind of learn a lot about from the raw materials, everything down to just how things are made, how things are built, how things are put together. And then you have from really the raw side right up to the interior finishes with Orla then.
Yeah, and I think the other thing about it is we'll talk about raw materials as well, because they have become a very important part of, I suppose, of design now and everything else. Yeah. We'll have a chat about that in a few moments. But Orla, you coming into this and from your side, because looking at your house, I can see where there's a huge love for interior decoration. Yeah. Is that where you came from originally?
No, we're sitting in my sitting room now at the minute. But I started off, I have a degree in maths. So
as you do.
As I do.
It's a natural progression.
Natural progression then to start designing houses. No, when I was in school, I did always have a love of art and a love of maths. And I think at the time when I went to career guidance at 15, I wanted to do architecture. And I think I was put off by the fact that I may not have to leave Galway and leave home. So the other thing that I really liked was maths. And I said, sure, I'll go in and I'll do a degree in maths. And, you know, anyways, I did the degree in maths and I got a job after that. And I'd say maybe a year later, I was doing a degree in interior design at night. Do you know? So it was always there in my head. And I worked in it for a couple of years with a company and ended up then going to the bank. 10 years I was in the bank and just met it out there today. I'm 10 years gone from the bank.
Oh, so, wow. Okay.
Yeah, 10 years gone from the bank. But I suppose even when I was in the bank, I kept kind of the fingers in the interior design side of things. I taught interior design for a few years in the GTI and it's amazing the amount of people that had come into the bank and the fact that your manager would know you had the interior design background. They were like, oh, come in here now. Talk to her. She's buying a house. She might need help with colours. So I ended up getting a load of work through like different people coming into the bank. So I never had a period of time where I wasn't doing a bit of the interior design. And sure, you always get the people on the street. Are you doing the design? Are you still doing a bit of that? Yeah. You know, so you'd always be helping out friends. And I suppose, as you know, then I did a bit of wedding singing after I left the bank. And I was doing the singing for a few years and mum and dad were downsizing from the big family home that we had. And I redid their house. It was a 1930s bungalow there down in down the Dublin Road. And people would pass by. It's on the main road. So people would be passing by and they'd see the progression. And so many people arrived at the door and knocked up. Can we have a look at the house? We've seen it being done on the way. And from that, then people were saying, oh, I love it. And who did it? And mum said, well, my daughter now. So from there, it naturally progressed that I ended up going to people's houses to help pick with colours. And then my first business, Brown House Interiors, came from that. So, you know yourself, starting off, it takes a while. It takes word of mouth. It takes everything. So eventually the wedding singing started taking a back seat and the interior design started taking a front seat. And yeah, I was 7 years doing it until Claire came along. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's a situation of as well as what's for you won't pass you. It's something that was always streaming along in the background that eventually came to the front.
It was. And you know what it is? And especially around this time of year when you're hearing kids doing leaving certs and everything like that. Like I didn't do my leaving cert and go straight into interior design and had my interior design career right then, right there. I think I needed to have the bit of life experience and I needed to have all these different jobs to get me to where I am now, to have all this, you know, knowledge to be bringing to the table. And, you know, like maybe you might do your leaving cert and go into a degree in maths or a degree in art or something like that. And then think down the line, it's never too late to change your mind.
Not at all, never.
You can, like I've mentioned three different career paths there, you know, between bank and singing and the design. So it's never too late to do that either, you know.
It's not really. And even Claire, your commercial side of things as well, you know, I know you're involved in the, I suppose, the domestic side of things at the moment, but even that has brought a humongous amount of experience to you. You've seen it all. Absolutely. You're probably in a great place in your heads and in your lives at the moment for this. You probably feel this is the right time.
Absolutely. I wanted something more at the time. You know, a couple of years ago, I think with lockdown, same as everybody else.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not having my creative, even though I was in a creative job, I wasn't still getting the creative outlet that I was looking for, I think. So I started a degree in art, you know, as you do.
As you do.
As like, you do with a full-time job.
If it's not kids. It's not maths, it's art. It's grand, yeah.
So I'm actually nearly finished that. But so I'm doing that. I was doing that part-time. So that really, I suppose, inspired me as well to kind of, I suppose, just to take a leap whenever you want to, you know, and that it's never, the path is never just a straight road, like, you know, that you can do whatever you want at any stage. So I started that and it kind of gave me confidence then, I think, to kind of think of, you know, you can create the life you want. Really.
Well, you can, and that's the lovely thing about it.
Yeah.
And we only spoke off podcast on this as well, that, you know, it's very important that we work, I suppose we have a lifestyle with our work and understand that we don't live to work.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
You know, that kind of an idea, which is most important.
Well, that's what we started this. Claire will tell you a bit of the background, but she contacted me. And I think both of us were at a point in our lives where we were getting bogged down. Work was taking over both of our lives and it was nearly swallowing us. And, you know, you have to take care of your mental health and take care of your family and take care of everything. And it just seems like, you know, people come across sometimes that they can do everything and, you know, nobody can do everything.
No.
Do you know? So when Claire called me that time, I think we're both in just the right positions. Mm.
Right place, right time, wasn't
it? Right place, right time. Yeah. And both of us were just thinking, and from my perspective, I was thinking I'm going to have to completely downsize what I'm doing because I just can't manage the work I have at the minute and family life. And you were in a similar situation. And I think the two of us together were coming as mothers, as wives, as, you know, professional people as well. And we want to be able to give the best to all aspects of our lives. So we like to be able to choose our work hours or to choose, you know, what jobs we can take on. And, you know, it's great like that.
It's fantastic. I mean, I think it's the first time ever that where I can say, you know, that you're creating a job around your life. Mm. And to be in a job with a woman at the same time, the same kind of kids at the same age, you know, you both understand where you're at. Mm. And we can be working away and then it's like, I got to go pick the kids up and, you know, we have all of that. So it's a very realistic approach to a job.
I think it is.
And it's just fantastic.
You're dead right. And I think the other thing about it is nerve-wracking. Don't get me wrong. Like even when I went from the whole idea of the hairdressing side of things to radio, you know, you're putting your foot out there on the tightrope and you're putting your toe in the water and you're kind of going, I hope this works.
Yeah.
As in, you know.
It's a bit of a leap of faith.
It is a leap of faith. But the only thing about it is, obviously, you know, when you do have the confidence behind you that you kind of go, I know what I'm doing. I'm good at what I'm doing. So there's no reason why it shouldn't pretty much work out. So look, that's the good thing about it. So you're dead right. You made the move and you made the step.
I think we had the confidence in each other. So, you know, we both really respected what each other was doing. Mm. So that just gave us, I think, that extra push. So, well, it didn't feel like a huge leap because, you know, it kind of you feel safe in it. There's two of you in it together. You know, one will keep the other one going. And, you know, that was kind of...
We knew each other as well.
Yeah.
We weren't the best of friends or anything like that. Yeah. We knew each other through Ciara O'Neill, who's a great friend of both of ours.
Yeah.
And
a wonderful artist.
And a wonderful artist, absolutely. But, you know, she's a mutual friend of ours and we'd be in social settings with Ciara. So we'd know each other through that. So, but we still wouldn't have known each other how we'd work together. We'd never did a job together before this or anything like that. But quite soon in the whole starting up together, we realised we're the same person.
Yeah.
A little happy dance.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a bit like the Spice Girls when two become one.
That's exactly it.
Absolutely.
No, but that one.
No, but it is fantastic and it's great to have that, as I said, that dynamic that works. Mm. Now, let's talk about, I suppose, where we are pretty much with architecture and where we are with interior design. Mm. Because I suppose if we're talking about old Ireland and stuff like that, people lived in what they regard as being a practical house. It's a practical house. It has the four walls. It has the door in, the door out. Mm. We've come a long, long way in the sense that I think, you know, people have brought their lifestyles into houses now. Their personalities are within houses now. And I think the last 2.5 years have taught us a huge lesson with, you know, we were literally confined to the four walls. It's important to be happy within the four walls. Yeah. Where did you come from on that? And say, for instance, now where you are pretty much with the whole idea of design and houses, where in what I'm really asking is where are people now with their houses?
Well, obviously, everybody understands the importance of your house and for it to be a nice, comfortable space and a space where you like to retreat to after your work. But like our work has actually been brought into our home now since COVID. A lot of people are working from home and are still working remotely. And I think what we try and bring to a home, whilst we want it to be aesthetically pleasing and everything, and people have an idea that getting an interior designer is full of notions And, yeah. you know, I am full of notion.
Let's just put a hashtag in
let's,
front of
that. Let's just hashtag all of that, yeah. No, but I think when we go into somebody's house, people are always trying to tidy it away. I'll tidy it before, you know, before you get here. And I'm saying, no, don't. We need to see the house in its raw state to know storage-wise what you need, yeah. to realise how you work within your house. And then what we will try and give to you is a practical solution of how you're going to have a place for everything in your home, have enough storage, and then to make it beautiful at the same time. But our first port of call is the practicality within the house and kind of bringing it back to what you need, and not to have, you don't need more than you need at the end of the day, and yeah. to bring it back to that, you know, essence of you're living within the four walls, you have what you need within those four walls.
Is it functioning for you?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
first things, and how, and the same problems come up all the time, but it's individual to everybody in that, you know, there's little different tweaks and that, but you know, the same issues kind of come up. And once you get the functioning right,
yeah,
you know, then you want to make it a pleasant place to be in, to reflect the family's life.
Yeah.
And that's what gives people a sense of well-being in, within their homes. Like it, what it can do for people, we find.
Yeah.
They're just thrilled. And,
yeah.
you know, it really can, it can change how you are. You know yourself, if you go into your room and your room is a mess and you're trying to tidy it and you're trying, you get stressed and you, you know, if you don't know where you to can put things and,
yeah.
you know, you're saying, I must get the windows done or I must get the curtains done. Or, do you know,
yeah.
it's just to, when that is done, you feel good in your own home. And it yeah. really does, from a mental health point of view, it really
I think it's very important, people. Though, as you said, you know, you have to create a foundation
yeah.
in
yeah.
order to build on. And you yeah. have to build a trust with the client. The client has to build a trust in ye.
Yeah.
They often say that you don't go out and cut down a forest right away. You sharpen your axe first.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think that that's the most important thing, that you go there, you build the trust.
Yeah.
And you tell them pretty much, and I don't mean this in a kind of a commercial side of things, but you tell them what they need to hear.
Yes, yeah.
And then yeah. you move on from there.
Well, we were only laughing today. Like, we leave houses and they know half our life story. Because, yeah. you know, we're all the same at the end of the day. We all have the same problems. And like, they'd be saying something about not working within their kitchen. And you'd have a story of your own kitchen not working that way, or exactly, I'm the same as that. And you've got a little snippet or a little story in there, because, you know, those, anybody who invites us into their home are being vulnerable, and they're laying their lives and how they live
yeah.
on the table to telling us what they need. And we're brought into their home, we're brought around their home and shown, like, many times I'm like, can I just go upstairs, can I look here, because yeah. we need to know, we need to see these places, you know, when we're doing the full design. So It's no harm that we are more personal to these people coming into yeah. into the house, that we have the little snippets of the stories, because we're all the same people at the end of the day. So, you know, we're yeah, going at our jobs,
and you trust with them.
We have to build a trust with people, yeah. And that's,
you do. But I think the other yeah. thing about it is, if you do have a story about something, you know what I mean, they empathize straight away.
Yeah.
They understand,
yeah.
well, wait a second now, we're not just dealing with people here from Dove House Studios, we're yeah. dealing with humans.
Humans, yes, yeah.
I think,
yeah.
which is very... Now, from the architectural side of things as well, Claire, I think it's very important, the importance of either losing a wall or gaining a wall
yeah.
or moving the stairs or making storage under a stairs or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a humongous part of somebody's life as well, where something practical yeah. like a wall could move.
Well, I suppose families evolve, and you can start out with a house at some point, and whether you've bought it or built it, you know, as your life evolves and children get older, or the space requirements are different, or even that you live differently, or you want to live differently, you want more open plan or you want less open plan, you know, things can be adapted, you know, or sometimes we get a lot of people who will come to us and say, well, we need an extension. And we'll kind of say, well, do you really? You know, and we'll have a look at the layouts. And sometimes it's really a simple rejig can give them what they're looking for without having to extend. And obviously sometimes there are extensions too.
Yeah.
But it's really just kind of looking at the bones of the building and seeing what needs to be done. And obviously upgrading the home is another part of it, and making sure that it's working well for them heat wise and all of those things, that it's a sustainable home. But I think there's a lot you can do with your existing building. Yeah.
A lot of the time, like, people that come to us have been sitting looking at their house for 10 or 15 years, and they only see the room the one way, the way they set it up 10 or 15 years ago, and they couldn't envisage you know, moving a couch somewhere. So like to gain more space, the natural thing people think of is to build an extension. Whereas we're new eyes, fresh eyes that come into it and have seen obviously all different types of houses, all different types of styles, all different types of spaces. And not necessarily the extension is the best way forward, do you know? And I have a thing as well about the pressure that's put on, say, 30 something year olds or young couples who are going to build their house for the first time. Like a lot of the time we get plans in and they're off massive houses that have huge rooms that, you know, a bedroom would fit a suite of furniture as well as a bed and everything. And like bringing it back down to the bones, as you were saying, do you need that in your bedroom? Like, do you just need the four walls? And the cost of build now at this, you know,
crazy at
it's
the moment.
Crazy.
It is,
It's crazy. And like, you know, it's very hard for somebody to think, oh, I have to build a big two-story house with all this glazing all over it. Do you? You don't. You can build a nice bungalow. Like you're sitting in a bungalow now. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, it's...
But this feels... like a massive, no, it's a beautiful house and it's a big house, but it feels like your two-story house, in
it
other
does,
words. You have lovely high ceilings, which really adds a humongous, you know, it's amazing how, you know, it's
But
great.
you can achieve that in any space. You can achieve more space by laying it out properly and having enough storage in it. And I suppose that's where we'd come in, that we'd be able to envisage that. And like what we've started doing together now is providing 3D visuals to people. So you can walk in around your house.
Excellent.
When it's done.
So much easier to understand, because you can talk about finishes and materials and say, well, that'll be great. And some people can visualize so well, and some people just, it's a big leap of faith for them to change. Mm. So that's when the 3D model and the walkthroughs, they really, really help. And you can say, oh, now I know what you meant about that, you know. And even 2D drawings, while they're fine for manufacture and all of that, sometimes it just doesn't really, it doesn't translate for some people.
Yeah.
So.
And again, when I'm a great one for going into a house and recommending to paint the walls quite dark.
Yeah.
And like you can see, you're here with, there's black wallpaper and grey walls. And like a lot of people are just like, Jesus, no, I'm not doing that. Like, you know, you wouldn't have the faith to like think, oh, the room needs more light. Like I needed to paint it white, where you don't necessarily. You can paint it a dark colour and that kind of blurs the lines of the room and makes the room that bit bigger. So it's only when they can see it in a 3D that they think, oh, actually, yeah, that's actually going to work.
Yeah, but there's
really
a lot of warmth in this room.
Yeah.
I actually feel, you know, you feel very comfortable here.
Yeah.
It feels, it's lush.
Yeah.
But it's practically lush.
Yeah.
In the sense that you look around, everything is quite aesthetically pleasing, no matter what you look at. But I could still sit back in this couch and easily close my eyes and feel that I'm being, you know, it's really lovely. Mm. No, it's phenomenal what you do. Now, there's a lot on, say, for instance, TV is huge at the moment with the whole idea of architectural side of things, because we are evolving. We're constantly evolving and we want things to look better and we want, you know, ourselves to be much happier within ourselves and all that. But it's huge. Like even Dermot Bannon on the TV at the moment, the thinking woman's crumpet. They all love him.
Everybody loves him.
Oh, stop. He's actually a really fabulous guy. He's fabulous. Yeah. I had the pleasure of meeting him.
Yeah.
No, he's great. He's very down to earth. And he's good fun. I'll say that. But definitely he has kind of brought it to a different level again, which is wonderful for the likes of your own business as well to work off that. But styles, if we're to go with styles at the moment, what's the thing that's in? What do you find more so than anything else? What are the buzz? Do you know what we'll say for the crack? What are the buzz words that people are bandying around the place at the moment that... you kind of go, ah, geez, will you come off that for a second?
Well, I suppose we're coming from a very grey palette to more colourful palette. But we were laughing there when you were like, what's the trend? What's the buzz? Whatever. We are nearly allergic to...
A trend.
Yeah. It's not like we go away from it like running, but it's whatever suits the client or whatever suits the person. So like, and a lot of people do come to us and like, well, is that, I don't know, is that on trend? I like this, but I don't know, is it on trend? And it's like, who cares if it's on trend? You're the one that has to live in your house and you're the one that's going to look at that for the next 10 or 15 years. So like we'd be able to design an awful lot of different styles.
Yeah.
Do you know, we've been around long enough that we can appreciate a load of different styles. And I think you need to like that, build the trust with your client and hear their stories and hear how they live and how they want to portray themselves in their house. And that will never be portrayed in a trend. Like, you know, you'll get the trend on Pinterest and you have that picture. You'll go into any of the interior shops and you'll see a suite of furniture with the colour behind it on the wall, you know, and that'll be on trend. So they can get that anywhere. So I suppose for us, we're nearly adverse to style or to trends.
As such, yeah. But we would go with, I suppose, a lot of experience. So, you know, when you do look at colours and that kind of, and finishes, you will say, okay, we've seen this so many times. It works really well in this kind of environment or that kind of environment. So it's more down to experience from that. And I think then some people would say, I'd like to be pushed a little bit. Sometimes you get that. I'd like to try something a bit different, but I have been afraid to try it.
Yeah.
And so then you can give them all sorts of options and say, well, you know, this would really work if you like it, you know, and you get a sense of what they're about and what their home is like and the building as well. It has to complement the building that they're in and all of that. So there's so many factors that influence that style, if you want to put it that way, you know, that the actual finished look.
That's another thing that actually, sorry to interrupt you for a second. Yeah. That's one thing as well that's very important is the atmosphere within a house as well. I think people sometimes, because you cannot see it, it's something that's kind of almost forgotten about when you're doing a house. As you said, you go in, you read the room. Excuse the pun.
Yeah.
But you do, you read the room when you go in there. I think that's very, very important that people might forget about that. What personality is the house itself thrown at me to, you know?
Yeah, and if it's a buzzword, I suppose you're looking for it's we're injecting personality. Mm. It's injecting your personality in. So, like at the end of the day, we do have to be able to read the person quite well and to be able to ask the right questions of the person, so we can figure out what their style is or what they feel
what
they
works
want to,
best for them. Yeah, and sometimes it's not even the words that are said, or it's just
the feel.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the feel. Yeah, you have to feel it.
Yeah, there's a lot of intuition.
Yeah,
to say.
Yeah,
well.
There is.
Yeah,
a bit. And there's a lot of times you do a full house with somebody. So, like, we do give designs to people, and they have everything they need to continue with the design themselves. And then there's other times where we design the full house and from start to finish. And I've done a lot of that by myself, I suppose. And there's a lot of times that you're nearly called a marriage counsellor. Because it's like, you know, one person wants one thing and one person wants the other thing.
And it could be two very different things.
And they could be very different things. So you're kind of mediating there between who, and you know, you don't want to take sides or anything like that. Yeah. And you might get the phone call, will you just tell him he needs this? Or will you just tell her we're not having that? Or, you know what I mean? Like, so you have to mediate. And so many people have said to me at the end, well, do you know what? I wouldn't have done it without you.
Yeah. Aren't you great to have stuck around?
Aren't you great?
Imagine the two of you leaving a place and the husband looking at the wife saying, do we really love each other though? You know.
Well, the funny thing is that I would get calls from relatives afterwards saying, I want to buy them a housewarming present, but I don't know what to get them.
That's actually a lovely idea.
What am I allowed to get them, basically? Yeah. What can they put into their house now? And a lot of the times as well, we don't leave them with a show house. Nobody wants to live in a show house. Like,
no.
You know, you can't put your feet on the couch mine are here. You know, you want to leave them with a practical house, and you want to leave them with finishing touches, like pictures of themselves on the wall, like art that is personal to them. And a lot of most of our work is around the West of Ireland, and I think both of us are good promoters of people in the West of Ireland. Do you know what I mean? And companies and businesses
and that, suppliers,
suppliers. And we try and use people that are local, and so everyone's house has a story. Or we went to such one and we got that, and you know, we got our art from whoever, and you know, there's a story behind everything. And I think that means more when the client is bringing their friends around their house on the Dermot Bannon night.
You know, the cheese and wine reception afterwards.
The cheese and wine reception afterwards, Well, I still refer to it as the Durham Band.
You do, actually.
Oh, it is,
yeah.
No, but that must be a lovely night, in the sense that there's a great sense of achievement in that. Because you've gone through the trials and tribulations with these people. Yeah. There might have been a tear. There might have been a laugh.
Yeah.
There might have been
definitely a laugh.
Despair. Yeah. So I think it is a lovely thing to think, right, we were here at the start of the story.
Yeah.
We're here in the middle when the shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
And now we're here at the end with everybody smiling, family, relatives knocking about the area.
But to see them proud of their own home.
Yeah, and that's what makes
you know, you have often have clients where they'll say, well, I can't really bring anybody here anymore. I just don't have it all. I can't see it. I just can't see we can't have space for them or anything like that. And then when they can do that later and they're proud of where they are and they're happy in their home, just that they're happy, you know, and content, and it's all working well for them. That's
as you can imagine,
the icing on the top.
We end up best friends with everybody.
Do you know what I mean? But that's great too, because it's great for at the end of it all. Will you write up something for me? Oh, how many pages do you want?
How many pages do you want? Yeah. I know. Like, there's like a friend, one of my best friends now is a previous client. Like, we go running together. We're living in each other's houses practically. Do you know what I mean? So,
and you walk in the door. I did that.
I did that. Well, it's not so good for her because she can't change her house now.
I guess what? If she does, she has to go back to you. No, obviously other words that are kind of bandied around there as well that I want to get to. Like, you know, a lot of people are into their Scandi style at the moment as well. There's that kind of very laid back, chilled out, minimalist look around there. Do you find that people are kind of saying, right, okay, there's a lot of clutter knocking about here. Is there any chance of just decompressing the area and making it a little bit more airy and roomy?
Yeah. Well, I guess a lot of the time they have to get rid of this. Like, all it's up to them to clear. So much stuff. Even I know my own home is the same. But we accumulate stuff all the time. And so in order to achieve something like that, then obviously a lot of the stuff has to go, you know, whether it's 10 years of children's toys or, you know, that kind of thing. But again, that's another style that will, if it suits that house and it suits those people and they're that's the kind of style they want to go for, then a beautiful interior can be achieved.
Yeah. No, another thing that I just want to move on to it very, very quickly, because we are always talking about bringing the outside in and the inside out. With the nod to biodiversity and stuff like that that we're dealing with at the moment as well, and making sure that we're sustainable and whatever else may be, would you be the type as well to encourage the whole idea of the patio? As I've seen your patio, it's absolutely beautiful. Love your dog as well, by the way.
Thank you.
But yeah, is it a situation where we're becoming, excuse the pun, becoming one with nature? Yeah. Is that a big way now? Is that a major thing?
It's so funny because I think in the last 3 site visits that we've had, it's the same. We've had that same inquiry. You know, I mean, people obviously are having a lot more glass, so there's a lot more inside out, as you'd say. You know,
thanks, Dermot Bannon, for the glass. Great for the glass.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy with it too. Mine's the same. But it's so funny that that we've been asked a couple of times. I want to be able to enjoy the space out here, and people are home more and they want to be able to enjoy the outside more. And especially when we've had good weather this recently and that kind of thing. So we've been asked, you know, to kind of lay out the patio area. And I mean, we're not any garden designers by any means, but it's something they're considering always. It seems to be a lot that they're considering it if they're doing their kitchen or their area that goes onto the patio. How can we connect both, you know? Yeah. So we've definitely been asked that.
And whether it's a floor that might
continue out,
that you'd have a similar tile outside, inside, something that would work, or if there's a similar colour, in my own patio, the side of the house that's black, the walls around the patio are black, and that's all fed into it. Mm. So I think, it more often than not, we would consider when there is, say, big glass section, we would naturally ourselves consider the structure of what's going to be immediately outside that there. So I think, we'd nod to the structure of what's happening immediately outside the house. Yeah. But by no means we're landscape architects. We can recommend people for that. And definitely we could make, we're not gardeners. Like I'd kill Anthony.
You kill Anthony.
Yeah.
Touch it dead.
Dead. Supposedly ivy you can't kill. I can kill it.
You can kill ivy?
I can kill ivy.
Poison ivy now is a very different situation.
But an ivy plant will not stay alive in this house.
No, but the only thing about it is as well, obviously, you know, colours of plants and all that, you'll be able to kind of suss out all that kind of stuff.
Go to the garden centre and get a purple plant.
There you go.
I can say that.
Purple goes with everything.
Yeah.
I think I'm wearing a purple plant.
Yeah, you are. Look at it. There's a bit of a thistle there somewhere. Yeah.
This shirt was white this morning. It's hard to believe it's No, but just... Even at that, I just want to move on. You have a fantastic social media page, both on your Facebook and Instagram. And I think it's testament to the type of people that you are, because not only do you take your job extremely seriously, but you have a bit of fun as well. Yeah. You poke a bit of fun at yourselves, which is very, very important. Mm-hmm. It's very informative as well, which is great. I had a little flick through. I shouldn't say this, but I had a flick through during my show today. Sorry, boss. you know, you'd be looking at it. And the pictures are fantastic. You take great pictures and the whole lot. So... everybody out there, check out the Dove House Studios social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram. Are you on any other platform? Well, it's a website too, of course.
Well, the website is in construction at the minute. So it is mainly Facebook Instagram at Dove House Studio. And yes, there is 2 H's.
There you go.
H-O-U-S-E.
Get your 2 H's in there.
Get your 2 H's in there. But we do want to, just everything on that is work either myself or Claire or both of us together have done. And we rarely use filters on any of the things. So you get to see the actual images. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's quite important that we're trying to sell
reality.
A reality, basically. And it's bringing back to everything. Like, this is how it looks in real life. Do you know? Now, some of those pictures are of this house, and you shouldn't see what's behind me when you see the do you know? Like, nobody's house is perfect all the time. Do you know what I mean? But like, like that, when there's a place for everything, you can shove something into a press, take a photograph, throw it up on Instagram. It's lovely. Love it. Do you know?
Throw the child in the press there. Quick, close the door. Take a picture. Take him out.
Mainly it's the dog.
Yeah.
Get the dog away.
nobody puts baby in the corner.
No.
But no, it's fantastic. It really is. And even at that, your house has been on magazine.
Yes, I was in Ireland's Homes, Living and Interiors magazine last year. Yeah, so that was a big moment because I had bought that magazine for 17 years and it was
funny
lovely
that you mentioned it. If you're missing any copies, I can guarantee you they're in our house.
I can guarantee you.
They're there someplace. That's fantastic. Congrats on that.
And last year I won an award for the Fit Out Awards for I didn't win it, sorry. I was to the top 10, but it was all of Ireland.
That's a win.
So that's a win. I think it's a win.
That's a win.
For me, it was a win. So it was a big last few months of last year, so it was good to have all of that, and hopefully many more to come.
Well, I can definitely feel, just even from having the chat, and it's not because I know you and because I'm completely biased, because you're both sound,
we love Ronan.
But the only thing about it is I can see huge success here, because I think you take a lot of pride in what you do, but as well as that, you're a good duo. So look, at fair play, I just wish you the very, very best. Even at that, it's obviously new bills. Existing houses, older house. I'd say you have a bit of fun with an older house as well. That would have a bit of character. Few stories, bit of smoke going up the wall.
I love a 70s bungalow.
There you go.
Yeah, there's any 70s bungalows out there. We also have a house in Dublin at the minute, a red brick in Dublin. And just like we went to the site at demolition, and like they were ripping these tiles off the walls, and they were all
collecting
the tiles. We were like, oh no, I keep those tiles. I just want those tiles.
No, but if you look at a lot of the front front areas of houses now and all that, if you look at the tile, those designed tiles, they're all 100% in. Look at bathrooms. How many times did we hate a green bathroom back in the day? Now we're screaming for them. It's lovely to see that things are beginning to kind of
evolving, you know, different styles. I love the fact that different styles are coming back in. So like you said, somebody might want the Scandi style, or like there's like a lot of people come to us that have a definite style that they want to go with, or a definite trend they want to go with, and we're all in. Like, if you come to it with that, we're like, yeah, this is it. And you know, if you're in, you're in. Like, just go for it.
I'd hate to see the house that you designed for me. I'd say it'd be bonkers. Every room would be like a parrot, I'd say. Colors.
I love that.
Watch out on our Instagram. We're going to design Roland's house and put it up.
Swing hanging from the ceiling, go back and over. It's a bit like my mad birdcage head. Look, thanks a million. How will they get in touch with you apart from social media?
We have an email as well, info@dovehousestudio.com.
Excellent.
And that's the best place to get us, because sometimes the messages on Instagram get hidden.
That's true.
Hidden requests.
Yes.
They go into hidden requests, and then we might forget to look at them, or there's so many of them then and they get lost in.
We'll always get the email.
Get an email.
That's good. I wish you continued success.
Thanks so much. I enjoyed this. I enjoyed it too.
And when you're multimillionaires, give me a shout.
No problem.
If I'm good enough to come back. Thanks a lot.
Love to have you back.
Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for further episodes of The Gab.